It was a minor operation and not worth talking about, though there was a considerable pain. While the pain continued, I saw or discovered that the body was almost floating in the air. It may have been illusion, some kind of hallucination, but a few minutes later, there was the personification, not a person, but the personification of death, watching this peculiar phenomenon between the body and death. There seemed to be a sort of dialogue between them. Death seemed to be talking to the body with great insistence, and the body reluctantly not admitting what death wanted. Though there were people in the room, this phenomenon went on, with death inviting, the body refusing. It was not a fear of death why the body was denying the demands of death, but it realized it was not responsible for itself. There was another entity that was dominating, much stronger, more vital than death itself. Death was more and more demanding and insisting, and so the other interfered. Then there was a conversation or a dialogue between not only the body, but the other and death. So there were three entities in conversation. He had warned before he went to the hospital that there might be a disassociation of the body, and so death might interfere. Though the person was sitting there, a nurse, it was not a self-deception or kind of hallucination. Lying in the bed, he saw the clouds full of rain and the town below stretching for miles. There was spattering of rain on the window pane, and he saw clearly the saline solution dripping drop by drop into the organism. One felt very distinctly and clearly that if the other had not interfered, death would have won. Then dialogue was expressed in words, with thought operating very clearly. There was thunder and lightning, and the conversation went on. Since there was no fear at all, neither on the part of the body or the other, absolutely no fear, one could converse freely and profoundly. It is always difficult to put a conversation of that kind into words. Strangely, as there was no fear, death was not enchaining the mind to things of the past. What came out of the conversation was very clear. The body, in considerable pain, and not apprehensive or anxious, the other was discernibly beyond both. It was as though the other were acting as an umpire in a dangerous game of which the body was not at all aware. Even if it was, there would be no withdrawal from the scene. Death seemed to be always present, like one's shadow, being concerned with the whole movement of life. Death cannot be invited. That would be suicide, which is utterly foolish. But death and life, or rather the living in this peculiar phenomenon that was going on, the three, would never be separate. During this conversation, there was no sense of time. Probably the whole dialogue lasted about an hour, and the time by the watch did not exist. There were no words used, but an immediate insight into what each was saying. Of course, if one is attached to anything, ideas, beliefs, property, or person, death would not come to have a conversation with you. Death, in the sense of ending, is absolute freedom. The quality of conversation was urbane. There was nothing whatsoever sentimental, emotional, or extravagant. No, I'm reading that wrong. There was nothing whatsoever of sentiment, emotional extravagance to distort the absolute fact of time coming to an end, and the vastness without any border when death is taking part in you, in your daily life. There was the feeling that the body would go on for many years, but death and the other would always be together till the organism could no longer be active. There was a great sense of humor among the three of them, and one could almost hear the laughter. And the beauty of it was with the clouds and the rain.